Hello!
And welcome to the center of the valley.
Where coyotes howl. Hey!
Yes. And and as you can hear, the whole coyote pack is here. So I'm John.
I'm Dave.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Carmen.
And this is the Devil's Advocate. It's legally distinct podcast.
And variety show.
Yes.
And variety.
We haven't been a band this season too much.
No, it's more just variety than band.
Yeah, we're all variety, no band anymore.
I mean,
we've actually disbanded the Death Valley Death Dogs.
Oh no. They've disbanded.
There was a big fight.
The lead singer was a diva. And there was two lead singers.
That's they were both how it divas. That's why you can't have two lead singers.
There were so many TVs thrown out of windows.
Singing at each other.
Throwing things.
Singing over each other.
Always singing
destroying
over each other.
Guitars, you know, yeah. Really dramatic.
It's been a while since we've had guests on the show, since mm-hmm. the gang's all been here.
Yeah, it has been a while.
It's a special episode. Y'all bringing in any sponsors with us?
That is to be determined.
Yeah. We'll figure it out as we go.
As it goes. We haven't decided yet.
Yeah. As it happens, it'll be like...
Love it. Mystery sponsors.
There's always mystery sponsors. We never know who's sponsoring an episode. Well, sometimes we do. Like LoveLab.com. Our longtime... LoveLab.com. Our longtime sponsor.
Yeah. No. We're created by that.
Or Raid Shadow Legends.
Yeah.
They give us so much money. That's why our quality is
high. Raid Shadow Legends. That's $2,000 right there.
Every time we said it, it was $2,000.
I mean, this time, you guys, we are all in the studio, finally.
Yes. the Raid Shadow Legends sponsored studio.
Just for this special episode.
Yeah.
So I got something for y'all. I went on to the internet and I found some stories on Reddit.
Okay.
Oh.
The Wild West of the internet, that is Reddit.
Yes.
No. That's like the Middle West. The Wild West is 4chan.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Is it still up, though?
Yeah, it's still up.
I thought it got taken down.
You can't take down 4chan.
You can try.
They can try. Maybe they, just were starting to moderate it.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And so it was basically taken down, Tumblr.
If Reddit is the Wild West of the internet, then 4chan is just,
no man's land.
The basement where where the people meet that you don't want to come across.
Oh, no.
So, on Reddit... I went to the subreddit, Am I the Asshole?
The best one.
Oh, I love these.
Yes.
I love these.
And I found some fresh, some fresh stories on Am I the Asshole.
Ooh, fresh.
Three stories we're going to talk about.
What is that acronym, ADA?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
ADA, I think.
It took me forever to figure out what that acronym is.
See, normally I'm the same way with acronyms, but that one I got. It had ass in it. It had ass in it. I was ready for it.
Anything with a little bit of ass and you're good.
Yeah. We all know this. This is established.
It comes with the slippery bottle.
Yeah.
Literally.
It comes with it.
Yes.
So.
Ooh, so slippery.
Here's our first one.
Slippery. Okay.
Am I the asshole for refusing to change my entire appearance and deny the existence of my girlfriend for my sister's wedding?
Yes.
Just right.
There's gotta be a very good explanation there.
I have a lot of questions. Continue.
I'm 31, female.
Okay.
I have a girlfriend who is 35 years old. My sister is 24 and is getting married to a 30-year-old guy.
Okay, weird age gap from the start.
I've heard worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know.
We don't know when they met, they met, though.
Well, and any, like, under 25 is like,
you shouldn't
that's
begin,
a little
you shouldn't
weird.
Even be getting married.
Yeah.
You're a baby.
Yeah.
Well, so, here's what she has to say about that.
Okay.
My sister is amazing, and so is her future husband. Okay. I don't know him that well. I saw him a few times, but he seems like a chill dude. Very well educated, always says please and thanks, holds the door for us, and he works for fabricating dresses.
Okay.
We in the family love him.
About to say, he sounds like a really nice
guy. Yeah, he sounds like a catch.
Yeah.
The problem is, his parents are overbearing. They invited themselves a few times over Christmas with our family. Mm. And they have to criticize absolutely everything they don't see as traditional. They are cartoonishly religious. Like, their Facebook pages are horrible.
I knew this was coming up.
Yeah,
I knew this was coming up. As soon as the story started, I knew there would be some religious nut job involved.
Yeah.
They feel like Amish with iPhones.
Oh my god. That's beautiful.
If they could, they would probably go back to riding horses. Okay. Anyway, they will get married later this year, and the groom's mom took over everything. The wedding will be at an old church with a priest, and she wants everything to go by the rules. I already forced my sister to convert to their religion at their church just to approve their marriage. Tried to make her prove she was still a virgin with a doctor.
Oh my god!
Oh,
man,
no.
you could take a wrong bounce on a bike and break a hymen.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, it's not like
just
it's
some stranger just poking around up there like it's a mechanic.
Shit. Oh yeah, it's intact.
Yeah, yeah.
This one's good to go.
Yeah, let me get up in there and see. If she's,
it's still a virgin.
Everyone knows vaginas are freshly sealed, right?
Yeah.
If
the hymen hasn't been broken.
Yeah.
It's like a Capri Sun.
Yeah. You gotta break it with a straw.
And then you gotta stab it.
Yeah. Violently and aggressively.
Yes.
Oh. Always on the first time.
That's how vaginas work. Yep.
Make it bleed a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, God. Anyway, they will get married later this year, and the groom's... Oh, wait. No, wait. I already said that one. I was pointed as M-O-H. What is it? What is that?
Mother
of whores.
Maid of honor.
Maid of honor.
That makes more sense than
mother of whores. Yeah, no. She's the mother of whores.
I was pointed out
mother
as maid of honor.
No, mother of whores.
Horse doesn't even start with an A.
That's why he's killing me. Like, horse? No. No, it is whores.
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 I don't want to say that. I was pointed out as maid of honor. I just don't know anything about weddings. And my sister. Anyway, so I was told by the mom to let my hair grow, dye it black, it's currently purple, dress modestly, remove my tattoos.
How is she going to remove them?
Not cover them up with makeup. That won't do it because you can't, quote unquote, cover up sin.
Oh man, I get a fresh cast
what
for
the
that.
Fuck?
Yeah.
I saw like an hour before I come in with the fucking
senator.
Yeah,
I'm
still on. Yeah.
Sin.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh
would
yeah.
Be
it would be sin.
Like,
oh no, it would be
sorry,
sin.
I cover
it
up.
Would be sin, and then 666.
Oh my god.
And I'd go like sleeveless, so it was like on display.
Yeah. Just really low cut somehow. Mm-hmm.
Additionally, she's supposed to remove my two face piercings and heels so there would be no evidence there was ever a piercing there.
Because that's sin too.
And during all the wedding activities, I can't mention my girlfriend at all. If I dare to mention my girlfriend, I will be kicked out of the wedding. I told my sister
what?
That...
How dare you?
So that means she's not invited. That's so sad.
Yes. I told my sister that these demands are ridiculous, and I would rather go to space to be as far away from the wedding as I can. My sister begged me to please try to find a compromise because she needs the help of her in-laws. The future husband is also annoyed, but he says he can't do anything.
Bullshit.
Oh, bullshit.
Bullshit. Yeah.
You just don't want to confront your mother.
Yeah, like... Our
bullshit. Bullshit. Bullshit.
Our entire side of the family is just about to sabotage the wedding by refusing to go.
Good.
And the mom says that if I comply, then the rest will comply and there will be no conflict. So I just got to eat it up. Am I the asshole for
How do you eat that? How is it even fucking possible to get your tattoos removed?
Do you know how painful that is? That's more painful than getting the tattoo.
Yeah, you get it. No, you're not the asshole.
Listen,
you
shouldn't even
be
asking.
No, you and you even know you shouldn't be asking the question. You're only posting this to put them on blast.
Yeah. That's really
honestly, this is a personal thing.
I take back that she's the asshole. I put it on the husband and the parents because those are his parents, and this is his wedding, and he's letting them steamroll.
Yeah.
And also, it's shocking that this is why you don't marry someone like that's 24, because if she was a little bit older,
she'd probably have
a little more like confidence to be like, no, fuck you, we're doing the wedding my way, and my sister, I love my sister.
And her girlfriend.
Yeah.
You fucking religious nuts.
If you're not happy, don't come. Just don't come.
Yeah.
And I think it's also really fucked up that the family is putting it on her.
Yeah.
Right, they're like, oh, well, yeah, if you do all of this, then we'll go.
Then we'll approve your wedding.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's not about you guys, though. Like,
I would not go to the wedding.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
You're not the asshole.
Not the asshole.
Don't go to the wedding.
Fuck that.
Don't remove your sin. Go get more sin.
Yeah.
So the consent.
Sin 666.
Two more girlfriends.
Yes.
Polycule.
Yeah. Female only
polycule. Oh. Show up with all of them. Take over the wedding.
They all have to
get the wedding.
Two of them are cis. One of them is trans.
Yes. They all have tattoos.
So yes. The general consensus is, of course, she's not the asshole. The first comment here, the first reply with 1,000 upvotes. In quotations here, sis asking me to change who I am is completely out of the question. If you don't want me there as a person I am, then you don't really want me there. And I should just bow out. But I would encourage you to think about whether you want this to be the rest of your life. So I guess she's advising this is something she could say. Placating people like this never works in the long run. It only emboldens them.
Yeah.
Imagine having them dictate your friends, your house, how you raise your children, their desire to control your life will only grow.
If you can't stand
up to them to the extent of letting your sister be in your wedding, will you ever be able to draw a boundary? Not the asshole. I know you love your sister, but she is behaving assholishly by letting true assholes dictate her decisions. The kindest thing you can do for her now is model what it means to be politely... What it means to politely but firmly create boundaries in what behaviors you're willing to put up with, even if that means missing your wedding.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
God knows having a child in that family.
Oh, God. And I bet the thing is, I bet that's what the bride is thinking if she wants the free childcare.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when they eventually have children. But, girl, that's not worth it.
That's not the kind of people you want raising your kid on the side. On to the next story!
Next story. Fuck that family.
Yeah. Alright, well.
Fuck everyone in that story but the lesbians.
Yeah.
Alright, so. Here we go, y'all. Oh, no.
Read!
I believe in you. You can do this.
Am I the asshole for not wanting to sleep in the same bed as my dad's friend's kid?
No.
What? No.
That's fucking weird.
That's really weird. Yeah.
What? What the fuck?
Here's what OP has to say.
People are so weird.
Yeah. I was on vacation with my dad, his girlfriend, and his best friend and their family. There were only 3 bedrooms and 2 living rooms, so I told them that my friend's kid could have the twin bed, and I'll just sleep on the downstairs couch. Where it was pretty much its own room. For context, when we were little kids, we always had to sleep in the same bed because we were both only children and needed to learn how to have a brother or something. But at this point, I'm old enough to drive, so I figured I want my own place to sleep. Like our last vacation, I had my own place on the couch, but this kid was crying. My dad came out and told me to sleep in the same bed as him to comfort him, and told me to leave the second I got there. And I was the bad guy.
Wow.
So I got yelled at, and he got off scot-free, and there was also a time in my dad's life when he would constantly talk and compare me to this kid.
Excuse me?
Weird.
Okay.
So now that all that backstory is out of the way, I can fully explain what happened. I tell them I'll just take the downstairs couch, and my dad's girlfriend becomes livid at me and demands to my dad that I sleep with that kid. So, unfortunate phrasing, but you know, sleeping in the same bed with the kid.
Yeah.
And
it doesn't make it better though.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it does not.
And she starts crying and begging to my dad and cussing me out.
What?
And okay, I'll get to what I have to say about this.
Dad, you need a new girlfriend.
Then she starts going on about how when she was a kid, she had to sleep in a bed with her siblings sometimes.
This isn't even a sibling. Yeah. Hold on. This is just a kid that he knows. This is
a younger child too.
And I get
weird. Of it.
And I get forced to stay in that room, but I eventually later that night grabbed my stuff and snuck down, and my dad found out, but his girlfriend didn't. But was I in the wrong for not wanting to sleep in the same bed as a 10-year-old?
Oh, God.
I don't know. I can't understand what's going on here. Like, I don't know what the girlfriend's game is.
Why is she so upset and then cursing out?
Yeah, and like,
OP.
It's one of those, like, I had to do it as a kid, now you have to do it. And, like, I don't.
But she's just the girlfriend. Why does she have any say in what happens with this guy's kid?
And why is dad letting it happen?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, is dad a cuck?
I mean, sounds like it. He got no balls.
He's a cucky boy.
Yeah.
That's like, it's awkward. Like, you don't know this person very well. I wouldn't sleep with an adult that I didn't. Like, forget that it's a kid. I wouldn't sleep in bed with someone that I didn't know very well at all.
Never. No, there's no way. Like, if I did, I'd have a knife with me,
probably. I mean, I make you Muppets all sleep together.
Yeah.
And none of you knew each other at first.
Yeah.
It's just
I liked one of the Muppets, so okay. I was okay with it.
It's just such like a strange situation. So, obviously the verdict is not the asshole. The first comment here with 470 upvotes, not the asshole. Assuming your mother has partial custody, make it abundantly clear to both of them that you'll not be spending any time with your father unless you have your own bed, whether that is on vacation or elsewhere. This is very much not the same as two young siblings sharing a bed.
Yeah.
You are a young adult and this child is not related to you. I would dare your father to try and explain this to a family court judge, and should he decide to argue, he wasn't getting his parenting time.
Mm-hmm.
And then OP replied to that, exactly, I'm too old for this crap and we're not related.
Okay, why is the other dad okay with it too? Like, why are both of these, like, this is a really weird, uncomfortable situation.
It's bad parents. They
it almost seems a little predatory.
Well, God forbid they put this kid in bed with someone who is a predator.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
It's training him that it's okay to sleep with older people.
I will say, a lot of the, like, I remember growing up, the attitude of the parents was like, oh, but, like, those kind of things, it's over-exaggerating the situation.
Yeah, but that was a different time period.
Are they grooming this kid? The younger one?
I don't know. It sounds wild. It sounds like bad parenting to me. Like, just...
I don't know. If something like feels really wrong with it.
It's inappropriate, sure.
Even as a teenager, whenever we went on, like, family vacations, we all had our own bed, even if we brought a blow-up mattress.
Or had to sleep on the floor.
Or the tub.
Yeah, like...
There's, like, so many other ways to do it than cuddling up with a little kid. Or like, even another teenager as a teenager, depending on the situation.
If anything, it would be like me and my mom would share a bed.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Like, you know, that kind of thing, but not...
Maybe not a twin.
No. No. That's a little small. That's weird.
That's a tiny bed.
It's every part of this. Okay, I'm done with this. Let's move on. I need something else.
I got a good one for you here. So this one, I just read the title. And the other ones, I looked a little bit further in just to make sure I didn't get like too weird.
That
this
last one's...
Yeah, exactly. You see why I needed to look into it a little bit and be like, all right, where the fuck is this going?
Yeah.
But this one, I decided just based on the title, I didn't need to know anything else. And I don't know anything else other than the title. Am I the asshole for riding my horse down the road and not cleaning his poop up?
No.
Not the asshole.
Definitely not.
Nope.
I'm here for the horse rider.
Yeah.
Police officers don't do it in cities.
Yeah.
Equestrians go!
Alright, so here's the story from OP.
Okay.
Alright, so I board my horse at a facility that's at the end of a driveway. On this driveway, there are three other private homes, and it is the only means to and from the main road. Today, I rode my horse down the driveway towards the road. I briefly pulled over on the grass to allow the neighbor's vehicle to pass us. As she passed, she rolled down her window and told me I wasn't allowed to ride my horse down that road. Okay. She claimed to own it.
And said
it was private.
Karen!
I apologized and told her I wasn't aware.
She owned the fucking road.
I actually own the road.
This is my road.
This is my road.
You see my name on it?
Yeah.
Karen Drive.
I actually know the sheriff, so...
He fucks me on the weekend.
The husband's there.
The husband's a cuck too. This is just we're sponsored by cucks today.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Cucks are us.
Speaking of which, as I'm riding back to the stables, her husband comes flying up in a truck. He demands I come speak to him and tells me, "Go pick up your horse's crap." My horse had pooped along the road. But I had no means of cleaning it up, nor had I ever cleaned horse shit up when I'm outside. We live in rural Kentucky with a bunch of horse carriages. I'm so glad I didn't read this first. This is incredible.
This is so good.
It
keeps getting better.
I told him that horses are a legal form of transportation and he couldn't restrict traffic on a public access road. He was not happy with me. Then I rode back and left the area, leaving the horse poop behind. Picking up the poop would have required me to further engage with these people. I think I might be the asshole because I'm not sure who owns the land and I'm not sure if I'm legally required to pick up horse poop. So, am I the asshole for riding my horse on their road and leaving poop?
No. I'm pretty sure there's no... Because even in Death Valley, there's places where you can find horse poop on the side of the road. And no one picks that up.
Just let the horse shit.
Yeah, it's just...
What, are you supposed to carry a shovel in on your saddle so you can scoop
every
it
every time the horse shit on, man.
Well, not again! He's got... It's like six times since we've been out, and I've been out for 4 minutes. It's like this horse shits every minute or something.
You just gotta streamline the process and attach a bag to the end of the horse.
Yeah. I've seen
just
those.
Just a little
though.
Diaper, you know.
Oh yeah, a horse diaper. Yeah, horse diaper. That's the way.
Because then wiping the horse's ass afterwards.
No, you just hose that fucker down. You know what? You are the asshole.
All right, so actually, okay.
No.
The comments are a bit of a mixed bag. There's a lot going on here.
What? Oh my god.
I thought this was over horse shit.
And it seems
horse shit.
Based on my perusing of it so far, that the general consensus is they are the asshole.
No way.
It's rural Kentucky.
Yeah, like, there's horse carriages everywhere. He could have been like, "Oh, that was a horse carriage, dude."
Like, it's so pretty there. Like, it's not like it's different.
It's not
and
like
there's horse shit
mountains.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
It's not like they're on the side of the road, like in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like it's the size of the horse.
So
it's just the little
shit.
What is
one from a not the asshole perspective?
Okay.
Not the asshole. Plus it's horse shit. It's biodegradable. It's not even It'll literally dry up and blow away and wash away. And then somebody commented on that. It's like compost is biodegradable too, but I wouldn't want people spilling theirs all over my street.
Jesus!
Like, but I guess that commenter owns a street too.
Yeah. Another
they
Karen.
They own the roads now. It's not the government.
Okay.
Not the asshole horse poop is basically a not the asshole. If it was the only road out of the stable that they don't own it, it's an egress at the least. No one has to stop and pick up horse droppings unless you are actually in their yard by their house. It is usually ignored nowadays.
It's pretty dangerous, too. Like, what if you're just, you know, you're standing in a road sweeping the street.
Yeah.
Picking up poo.
What if your horse gets scared and kicks you or something?
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
The first comment on this was, info, was it the Old Town Road? Then it's fine.
Oh my god.
And then OP commented on that. I don't know, but I'm gonna take my horse down there. And here's it, and we'll end this segment on why they're the asshole. Mm-hmm. You're the asshole. I live in a rural area where people have horses. Poop on an unpaved trail. Gross and inconsiderate. But whatever, it'll wash away, and it's not like you can see it before you step in it. Or it's not like you can't see it before you step in it. Poop on a paved road in a residential area. What the fuck is wrong with you? Put a bag on your horse or stay off the road. You don't have to pick it up. If you ride horses, you know full well you can catch it before it hits the ground.
Bullshit! Bullshit! Bullshit!
No
bullshit!
Who catches their horse's shit?
You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of when Amy and I were playing Rust.
Oh my god.
So I started breeding horses because horse poop is actually a super valuable resource in Rust because you can use it to make compost and use that for growing things. It's a really big deal.
Or sell it for valuable resources.
Yeah, right. It's really valuable.
So you had a compost farm going.
I had a compost farm going and I have these horses that I'm farming too. And I'm like waiting in the horse stable behind the horses, and I'm just like with my voice chat on, just because of the way I am. I'm like, yes, pooping in my hand. I need it now. Give me the, come on, horse.
Yeah,
I believe in you.
Let me grab it out of your hand.
I've been giving you so many potatoes. Just poop in my hand.
All right, I want to change the sponsorship for this episode.
Yeah,
we're not sponsored by Cucks.
Okay,
Thank goodness for that.
We're not sponsored by loverslad.com or Raid Shadow Legends. Mm-hmm. We're sponsored by horseshit.
We are sponsored by top tier horse manure. You can go on to our website,
the Devil's Advocates Legally Distinct Podcast
.co.org/ horseshit.
Yep.
And you will see we're running a special on bags of horse poop. And
yeah,
it's just...
We grabbed it ourselves. We caught it in the air. Just whoop.
Right from the horse's butthole.
Right.
Put them on your neighbor's, you know, lawn. Put mm-hmm. them on the driveway. Put them on... Smear them on the car.
Especially their streets.
Find
their streets that they own.
If it's named Karen.
Form it into balls and feed their children with it. Call it your salty chocolate balls.
And if you do that, then it'll inoculate them against all kinds of diseases, and
like
you don't have to give them vaccines.
Yeah. Because their parents are already anti-vaxxers.
Yeah. Exactly. You don't have to keep doing ivermectin. Just feed them straight horse shit.
And I think the Amish family from the first story would approve that.
Yes!
I'd like that.
A good callback. Yes.
Wasn't there a cartoon that one of the big themes was... Someone was trying to, like, make the other cartoon character eat a cow pie. And he kept being like, why won't you eat these cow pies?
What?
And it was, like, an actual
What fucking
pie.
Cartoons are you watching?
I don't know.